Quite a different experience from what I put together for my reflection 3 weeks ago. I'm glad you all could make it today, though. And I hope you're all safe and hunkering down and then actually enjoying some quiet time. What St. Paul is truly expecting of us is not to stay within ourselves, not to be stuck in the mud, not to be complacent. We are Christians, and as the people of God, all of us are needed to continually listen to God. That call never stops. The phone is ringing every day. Do we answer, ignore, or let it go to voicemail? From the time I was a young boy, I was taught that we should always strive to listen and do the will of God. After all, this is the pathways to eternal life. I'm going to go ahead and ask all of you now, if you can share with us, what is God's will and how do you respond?
Would anyone like to share with the rest of us a sense of God's will in your life, particularly in light of this virus crisis that we're all dealing with? Be sure to unmute before you talk.
Is this on? There we go. Well, I think God's will is, as we all know, very difficult to interpret or sometimes hear. But I think in this particular case, it's definitely a test of our patience and finding new ways to communicate with each other. And like, we've met our neighbors and talked to them more in the last couple of days than we have at any other time in the past. So we're coming together and helping each other. And I think that's part of God's will. Speak, Marianne, speak.
I just didn't know how to use this crazy thing. I think a lot of what I've thought with this going on is that God is trying to teach us all a lesson. And I think that lesson is that our lives are very crazy. We are not really going after the things he wants us to go after and doing the things that he wants us to do. So I kind of think he's telling us, I'm going to put a stop on all of you and make you rethink this.
Well, I think God's will at this point is really to find God's will. And I also think God's will in my life is to continue spreading happiness, be there for people, come down to basics, and look at the community, look who is in need, get to know your neighbor, get to know your family. What is his will? I think it gives us opportunity and time to think about it and to really ponder about it.
I would like to add a little bit more on that one. I agree, but I think it's God, for me right now, is pretty much God is telling us that to reconnect ourselves. Even like the reading, in the reading says, you know, the body is, we are the body, but we forgot that we are, as a part of the body, we forgot that, imagine if I am the arm, I forgot that the finger is there, but you know, with me, I forgot that the heart is there with me, and maybe we living in a really busy life, and we get so comfortable in what we have and where we are, but we forget our community that is with us as a body of God, and sometimes we tend to forget that, you know, the Judy is there, the Barbara is there, the Tom is there, Leif is there, Paul and Judy are there too, and Jennifer and Miriam and you know, everybody else in the church are there. Maybe I feel like, I am only the finger, and I want to just do what I do as a finger of the body, but tended to forget that somebody else there is with me too, you know, to make that connection. But maybe all the words that I say before is pretty much that will be a really good time right now to reconnect ourselves as a community and as a body of Christ. But I would like to add a little bit more on this one and what is happening right now with this crisis of this pandemic situation, and how we can do this, and also to be careful, to be aware of what's going on out there.
Anybody else that wants to chime in?
Just do it.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I think I was internet. God shut me down for a reason. I don't have no idea what happened.
Just go ahead and mute. David, did you have something to say?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, God's will is different for everyone. We all know that. For me, it changes all the time, consistently pressing me to move in different directions. However, I am often guilty of just ignoring the call and letting it go to voicemail. God moves us repeatedly, and from my meager experiences, it is seldom without struggle. Contemplating on this and the journey we all have, I must move. I must listen. There is just too much happening in this world to stand by, to just complain and be cynical and watch as time goes speeding past. Now, as I have gathered from this message, St. Paul is reminding us that it's time to use those gifts from God, His grace to act, respond, pray. Use your God-given talent. It rings in my ears from my parents, teachers, right down to those around me.